Recent problems in Texas and California were cited in a study presented to the Utah Legislature's Public Utilities Energy Technology Committee. The report found that the state's power provider might not be able to avoid blackouts in a period of extreme heat. Christine Cruz is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Salt Lake City. She says the forecast is not optimistic.
We had a temperature of 107 in Utah and Salt Lake City in this stretch, and that ties our all-time high temperature record. Those temperatures are normally in July. This has been almost unprecedented heat for June.
The report found that when Utah sees summer temperatures like its neighbors in Nevada and Arizona, its grid does not have enough spinning or reserve capacity on the interconnectivity to keep the lights and AC on in an extended heat wave. Jeff Busson is a climate program manager with Clean Energy Utah. He says that urban planners need to better account for climate change as they build the state's towns and cities.
This is the climate decade. What we decide to do now in the 2020s is going to dictate what kind of future we want to live, what kind of climate change future we want to live in.
Busson says officials need to help Utahns do a better job of preparing to deal with extreme summer heat as well as the winter's cold.
Right now, real time, for community members that don't have AC during the summer, especially during these times, what they can do to stay cool and what the county is proposing to do moving forward to have greener and shadier and cooler communities.
Busson says local municipalities and groups such as the LDS Church help Utahns prepare for natural disasters. He points out, however, that extreme heat is the number one cause of death due to climate change. Reporting with Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.